USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The White House believes the Kremlin is turning to Iran to boost its arsenal in its invasion of Ukraine. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the Middle East country is preparing to give Russia several hundred unmanned aerial vehicles, including weapons-capable drones.
Our information further indicates that Iran is preparing to train Russian forces to use these UAVs, with initial training sessions slated to begin as soon as early July.
Sullivan adds it's not clear if delivery has been made, but he says the U.S. will continue to do its part to help in the defense of Ukraine. One-time advisor to former President Trump, Steve Bannon, will go on trial for contempt of Congress without delays starting next week. That's the ruling from a federal judge. The charges come after Bannon refused for months to cooperate with the House Select 1-6 Committee. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
One American is among the three that were gored Monday during a fifth bull run at Pamplona's San Fermin Festival. Three others were left with bruises. It was the first run with gorings in the festival this year. Three more daily bull runs are scheduled before it all ends on Thursday. Two dead and three are wounded. After shootings at four 7-Eleven stores in Southern California, authorities say they're looking for a lone gunman in at least three of the shootings. HRA Pharma is seeking permission to sell a birth control pill over the counter, setting up a big decision for regulators. Hormone-based pills have long been the most common form of birth control in America. The French drug maker's application includes years of research intended to show the FDA that women can safely screen themselves for a health risk and use the pill safely at home. Wall Street continuing its slumping ways on Monday, the Dow closing down 164 points, the Nasdaq gained 263, the S&P 500 was off nearly 45. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
The midterm election is a few months away, yet Democrats are thinking about who should be the party standard bearer 2 years from now.
A New York Times Siena College poll reported Monday, 64% of Democrat voters said they would prefer someone else lead the presidency in the 2024 election. Vice President Kamala Harris disputes the numbers on CBS News Sunday night.
Listen to President Biden. He intends to run. And if he does, I intend to run with him. So there you go.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Biden administration informing hospitals that they must provide abortion services if the life of the mother is at risk. Health and Human Services has pointed out requirements on medical facilities in the Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act. Its guidance says in emergency situations, state law is preempted, even in states where a near or total ban on abortion is in effect. A state judge has struck down most of Minnesota's abortion restrictions as unconstitutional. Ramsey County District Judge Thomas Gilligan says a 1995 Minnesota Supreme Court ruling, known as Doe v. Gomez, held the state constitution protects abortion rights. Gilligan ruled that unlike the Dobbs decision at the U.S. Supreme Court, his court must respect the precedent set by the state's high court. Listen to us anytime, anywhere at usaradio.com, and you can look for us wherever you get your podcast. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.